Here's what you missed this morning with Johnny and Megan.
So there are a lot of weird phrases that we use, whether it's something that we heard from our parents that we just carried on into our generation, or maybe our grandparents, or just from where you're from. You know, whether it's with break a leg, like I told Megan yesterday, because she's got her show coming up this weekend, or hill of beans. Never understood what hill of beans meant either. But I'm trying to figure out what some of these phrases are. I've been looking them up online and starting to figure some of those out. But I'd love to hear some of the phrases that you might use. Give me a call, 934-9830. On our Facebook page as well, you can comment there. Madeline, my soon-to-be sister-in-law, said, "You're cruising for a bruising." So it's a great phrase. So what kind of phrases do you use? I actually brought in, right down the hall, Matt Malone from 97.5 Y Country, and you use a pretty weird phrase that I've never heard before. What is that phrase?
First, let me just preface this, that nobody in this building knows what it was.
No one knows.
And I use it all the time, and I can't believe it, but it's the phrase is, "It's a horse apiece."
It's a horse apiece.
It's a horse apiece.
What does that even mean?
Basically, it means there's no upside either way.
It's,
either way, it's going to have the same outcome. It just really doesn't matter which way we go.
So that's kind of like 6-1, half dozen the other.
Pretty much.
Tomato, tomato,
yep.
Stuff like that.
Exactly.
Does anyone besides you use that phrase?
A lot of people. Okay, so I am from Midwest Wisconsin.
Right.
And everybody in that area in North uses that phrase. And
okay.
We've got another friend here, Brock, that is from Madison, Wisconsin. He's never even heard of it.
So it must just be that northern northwest Wisconsin kind of thing.
Hillbilly kind of thing going on there. So, but yeah, I mean, I was so surprised that nobody else knew that. Nobody else has heard of that.
I want to put a petition in and change the phrase to "it's a horse with cheese."
A horse with cheese. It is from Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin.
It makes sense.
Why not? That totally makes sense. So what kind of weird phrases do you use? Give us a call, 934-9830. Noreen, what you got?
Well, my mom used to tell us to rid up the house.
Rid up the house. What does that mean?
Yes. And that meant pick it up.
Oh, okay.
Which is also a weird phrase because you can't pick up a house.
Yeah.
But that meant clean it. But she would always say rid up the house. And it didn't sound weird to us because that's what we learned.
So do you use that with your kids?
No, I don't. No. I certainly grew up hearing that.
Right. Jenny, what kind of weird phrases do you use?
My dad used to say cute as a bug's ear.
What?
What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that means. So what was it again? It's cuter than a bug's ear?
Cute as a bug's ear. Like if something's adorable or cute, he'd say that's cute as a bug's ear.
That's just weird.
It's something my grandparents used to say too, I guess, and I don't even know what that means.
Well, I've heard like the cute
as had ears.
Yeah, me too. I've heard the cute as a button, but even that one doesn't even make sense.
No.
So what sort of weird phrases do you use?
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So I don't know about you, if you're getting tired of The Bachelor yet, but it's kind of getting ridiculous. And I didn't even watch this past season of The Bachelor because I hate The Bachelor Nick Vile. Well, OK Magazine says that Bachelor star Nick Vile and Vanessa Grimaldi may be having some issues. Now, Vanessa was the winner. Source told the magazine that in Vanessa's mind, Nick still has a lot to prove. This is a lack of trust between them that she just can't seem to get over, and it's making her act crazy, almost like a different person. Huh. Well, she really thinks that Nick should be doing anything and everything he can to make her feel at ease, and she basically wants him to worship the ground that she walks on, and he's really hoping that Vanessa snaps out of this, because, well, he's busy doing Dancing with the Stars and making everybody else hate him even more. Zac Efron told People magazine that dressing in drag and wearing high heels in Baywatch was one of the hardest things he has ever had to do. He went on Twitter and said, "Mad respect to all the ladies who can handle heels. One of my hardest stunts ever." And speaking of shoes, Ellen DeGeneres launching her own shoe line, according to Contact Music. She says it's going to feature trainers, sandals, and slip-ons. And Ellen says, "A lot of people say that they'd love to spend an hour in my shoes. Now all you have to do is buy a pair. Watch 3 straight hours of cat videos online and you'll know exactly what it feels like." So there you go. Watch some videos, cat videos. Who doesn't love cat videos? By the way, you can check out a cat video of our furry friend Vaughn that we just had in here a few minutes ago at 983thecoast.com. Speaking of shoes, the Kardashians. Everybody hates the Kardashians. Well, actually, apparently people don't hate them because everybody watches their show. But Kardashians, according to them and Kris Jenner, they're going around Hollywood pitching an animated series starring the family. Yeah. TMZ reports that Jenner met with studio executive Harvey Weinstein, who's a bigwig in Hollywood, to discuss the show idea, which would feature cartoon versions of her entire family, but not Caitlyn Jenner. She's also eyeing a primetime slot because although it is animated, it's not intended for young audiences. So, I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like the Kardashians are already animated enough with all the plastic surgery and everything that they've had. It's kind of already a cartoon, right? It is time now for Furry Friends Friday, and we have got Robin in here from Paws of Hope, and you brought an absolutely cool cat, black cat. I always love black cats, but this cat's name is Vaughn. Pretty cool cat. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Now, tell us a little bit about Vaughn.
Vaughn came to us as a stray, and we're thinking that he's probably 2 or 3 years old.
Okay.
We actually officially took him in on Super Bowl Sunday 2016.
Okay.
And that was the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So that's where the Vaughn comes from.
Yes.
Now I get
he
it.
He is
okay.
Named after the MVP, Von Miller.
Wow. And so you were saying that when we think of types of cats, I'm not familiar with a lot of the breeds, but you said he's kind of like a mini panther is what he kind of looks like. But as far as breed wise, it's a good sized cat.
Yeah, he's for a male cat, he's probably average size.
OK,
but he's just curious. Check it out.
He is very active. If you check it out on our Facebook page, we got Facebook Live going on right now. And he is giving our camera guy a workout because he is all over the place. Just checking this whole place out. So
yeah.
Very active, very curious.
Yeah. And he's really just a domestic short hair tomcat is
right.
Really all he is. He's neutered. He's current on shots. And in our group, one of the girls started calling the all black cats mini panthers.
Yeah.
And our joke with Vaughn is that he thinks he's a big panther.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a neat guy. Gets along well with other cats, except right. He does pick out In a group setting, he picks out the alpha cat.
Okay.
And he thinks he's the alpha cat.
Okay.
So he's really good with female cats and with submissive male cats.
All right.
With dogs, he just kind of ignores them because he seems to, you know, just feel like he's superior.
Right.
And I've got my own thing going on over here, dude, and you leave me alone. I'm going to do my thing, you do your thing.
So how would somebody go about adopting Vaughn if they were interested?
Vaughn is one of the resident cats at Palmart in the cat room. And anybody that's interested in learning more about him can visit him there in the cat room. And they can also contact Paws of Hope directly.
Okay.
Our phone number is 269-340-0272, or they could shoot us an email at pawsforever2012@gmail.com
Okay.
To inquire about him.
And now, Paws of Hope, very active with a lot of events as well, right? What kind of things you got going on?
Well, we at least 3 out of 4 weekends a month, we have adoption events.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow, our adoption event is going to be at Palmart in St. Joseph.
Okay.
We're going to be there from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. A week from tomorrow on, I think it's April 1st.
Okay.
I think that's the day. We'll be at Tractor Supply in Stevensville, also
wonderful.
From 11 to 2.
Okay.
We have a really cool event coming up on Thursday of this week, March 30th. The Lake House Restaurant and Bar is doing a give back night for Paws of Hope.
Oh, wonderful.
Actually, I should say a give back day.
Okay.
And,
so the whole day?
The whole day.
Wow.
They open at 11 for lunch, and they're open until 8:30 p.m. at night.
Okay.
And what they're going to do is donate 10% of your lunch, dinner, or drinks to Paws of Hope. And there'll be volunteers on hand and to pass out information and share flyers of some of our pets who are available for adoption.
That's
and
wonderful.
Just meet people and hear their own pet stories too.
That's great stuff. Yeah. And, you know, I got to say, For people that don't know, Robin, you are like the behind the scenes person that makes Furry Friends Friday possible, because you line up all the people from all these different organizations. And we just want to say thank you, because you do an awesome job and you make life easier for us, because you just say, hey, you guys got these people coming in and this is the animal. And so it's very helpful for us. And it's very helpful that we are able to get all these animals adopted, because we've had some pretty good success with most of these animals being adopted after being part of Furry Friends Friday. So it wouldn't be possible without you kind of putting everything together for us.
Well, thank you. I enjoy doing it. And it's a good way also to include all the rescue groups. Yeah, not just helping Paws of Hope, it helps us all.
And if there are other rescue groups that we may not have gotten in contact with, how would somebody, if they are from a rescue group or, say, Humane Society or something like that, how would they get a hold of you for that?
Just shoot an email to us at Paws of Hope, okay. pawsforever2012@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, Robin from Paws of Hope, thank you so much for bringing Vaughn today. Vaughn, thanks for being part of Furry Friends Friday. And thank you for walking over this entire studio 4 or 5 times. So I think he's figured the thing out. So he is in running for being a Coast Cat.
He's doing a CAT scan.
Yeah, yes, exactly. A CAT scan. Thank you again, Robin, for joining us again for Furry Friends Friday.
Scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
All brought to you by Big B Coffee in St. Joe. Go grab yourself a Big B. It'll definitely help you get through a busy day like today. It's nice outside, too, so why not? This is a weird story. A 15-year-old teen from Spain recently took his mother to court because she confiscated his cell phone in an attempt to get him to study harder. So, looks like the judge ruled in favor of the mother and said she would not be a responsible mother if she allowed her son to be distracted by a mobile phone and failing to study. Love to know what you think about this, because this is one thing that is plaguing our area, just our kids in general, where they're connected to their phone, their tablet, their any kind of device, and they're kind of slipping because they're not studying. I mean, unless they're using that mobile device for studying, which probably they aren't, it can be a big problem. But speaking of mobile devices, there's a new app called Order Healthy. It's designed to keep you on track with your health when it comes to ordering out. It's actually a pretty good idea. Order Healthy rates menu items, not restaurants, in a way just about anyone can understand, with red, yellow, and green lights. So there's no calorie counting, none of that. Just green lights, you know, just like a stoplight. The green light means the item is one of the healthiest foods on the menu, while the red light indicates the least healthy stuff. Researchers found that labeling food like this usually results in about 10% fewer calories ordered by diners. It's a great idea. Not so good if you're colorblind, though. Not really sure what you're going to do with that. Have you ever played darts? Darts is a lot of fun. Go to the bar or go, you know, hang out in somebody's basement and you play darts. It's fun, but can be really difficult to try and hit a bullseye. Until now, an ex-NASA engineer built a dartboard that lets players hit a bullseye with each and every throw. Really? So when a player throws a dart, the board tracks it using optical sensors and then moves quickly so that the dart hits the bullseye. Sounds pretty cool. You can't miss. But isn't the object of the game to try and hit a bullseye? If you can hit a bullseye every time, then it wouldn't make the game fun anymore. This is fun, though. So, not sure if any realtors around this area are going to do this. Lars Petsky, I challenge you to do this. Somebody from the Lars Petsky team, you should do this. So, this happened out in England. Real estate agent recently dressed in a parrot costume in order to sell a house. So he told the paper that he wore the costume in the pictures of the home. He said, "We came up with this idea as the owner asked us, 'What are you going to do to help us sell the property?' I said, 'Well, are you up for a laugh? What about a parrot in a fancy dress?'" So he said, "We had several other agents ring up and tell us, you know, that put a smile on their face. He even got a few bags of bird seeds sent in as well." But it actually worked. This parrot costume thing worked for this guy. The house sold after several weeks for about $281,000. So if you're trying to sell a house, just throw a parrot costume on. Why not? It could work. So check this out. For the third year, in a row. Comerica Bank in Dallas is actually working with a nearby Boys and Girls Club to donate over 800 dresses to high school girls for prom. Now, these volunteers who rolled out the racks of dresses for the students enjoyed putting smiles on the faces of these girls. And the girls, of course, were thrilled to receive these gowns, as many wouldn't have been able to afford to go to prom without the donations. Now, prom dresses are expensive. Very, very expensive. So, especially when you're probably wearing them the one time. Maybe you might figure out another time to wear it, but most of the time you're going to wear it and try to sell it back to somebody or donate it to somebody. So it's a pretty cool thing. That many dresses, 800 dresses. Should do something like that in this area. I think that'd be a great idea. Also, speaking of prom's coming up here pretty soon. If you have not gone to 983thecoast.com and joined us for Promposal 2017, if you were in high school, got a lot of stuff for you from Twin City Beauty College and 98.3 The Coast. There is so many cool things. All you got to do is make a video on Facebook or Instagram. We'll take care of your prom dress from our good friends Wedding Bells in Stevensville. $150 store credit for that. Also, a tux or a suit, got $150 store credit for that. You're going to have dinner from Santanella's Golden Lord Restaurant. Also, you're going to be riding in style, luxury vehicle for transportation to dinner and to prom from Signature Automotive Group. And I get to drive the car. So excited about that. Also, we're hooking you up with the Corsage Boutonniere from Crystal Springs Florist and Twin City Beauty College. Going to get your hair and your nails did. Plus, you're going to get a selfie stick. But go check out all the full rules and all the details at 983thecoast.com. Great story today for the happy headline of the day.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.